Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
My stuff in a row here. This, you're going to see headlines today. Chinese killer virus hits America. U.S. bracing for global epidemic. There's a lot of headlines here, and I figured we kind of need to address this. Because many of you are kind of scratching your heads going, wait a second here. Coronavirus, is that the same virus that causes a cold? And it's a little bit confusing for people. But I don't want to sound like an alarmist. Right. I also don't want to diminish any seriousness to this or levity, but it's a very, very early stage epidemic and something that I think we do have to be very, very judicious about and cautious, because when they were saying that this virus that was identified, I believe it was like December 31st in China, they said, you can only get it from animals to humans. And it just didn't sound right to me. I thought there was going to be some human-to-human transmission, some droplet transmission from somebody, you know, spitting when they talk to you or kissing you or whatever. And then finally they revealed a couple days ago, yeah, it looks like it is human-to-human transmission. Then we found that the death toll has risen already to 17. We've had, I believe, over 500 people worldwide affected by this. Multiple countries have now seen cases, and then we had our first case here in America reported. Now, a few days back, our airports decided to up some screening. Only three major ones, JFK, SFO, San Francisco, and, got to think of what the third one was, LAX, probably. And they decided they were going to do screens, you know, check for fever, et cetera. And this first case is a man in Washington State. So, again, it kind of tells us that we need to be really, really judicious, especially with all our airports. And the CDC has confirmed that he's alive. He's a young man. He's a resident of the U.S. He's in his 30s. And he is currently north of Seattle in good condition. He's being treated at Providence Regional Medical Center. And apparently he did travel from Wuhan. Did not visit any of the markets at the epicenter. I believe was kind of shocked that he even got it. And the symptoms of this, quote-unquote, they call it the Chinese coronavirus, but the symptoms of it are very similar to flu. You kind of have the fever, a dry cough initially, malaise, body aches, just kind of feeling very flu-like, fatigue. You could have a headache with it. And so we're right now in cough and cold season. So we're here in the midst of this, you know, current, cough and cold season. And so whether you're going to have something that could turn very, very deadly, or whether you have something that's going to go away on its own, hard to tell. Now, the confusion over why a coronavirus would do something like this, if you remember, I think it was back in 2003, we had a SARS epidemic. SARS, caused by a very similar type of virus, was a severe acute respiratory syndrome. You would get a virus, the coronavirus. Unfortunately, it would fill up your lungs with inflammatory cells or fluid, or you would go into a pneumonia, go into respiratory failure, and die. I believe about 740 people died in that outbreak, about 8,000-9,000 people affected by that. So people are very, very cautious that this might turn into that, and they don't want to be caught with their pants down. Now, we have a virus, coronavirus. Many of us have had coronavirus. It caused a cold. We had a runny nose. We coughed a little bit. It was no big deal. Coronavirus, it's a family of viruses. Okay, we're not talking about a specific strain. If something falls into a family, we've talked about this on the show, it's kind of like humans. Humans are in the primate family. You know, we have, you know, kingdom, phylum. Oh, my gosh. Hold on a second. Let me find my taxonomy. It's like family, genus, species, right? You know, we're Homo sapiens, but we're in the family of hominids or primates. I remember having to learn all that. Hold on a second. It's domain, kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species. Gosh, I majored in bio. You think I wouldn't have forgotten that. But anyway, so we're in the family of primates. So I look very, very different and act different and have a different makeup than another, shall we say, species within the primate family. That's how big families are. So you could have a coronavirus family, and you could have a strain that causes a little bitty cold. You could have a strain that causes some gut issues, GI issues. You could have a strain that causes SARS, respiratory disease, or this what they call the Chinese coronavirus that unfortunately can also cause severe respiratory disease. So where are we now? Well, the World Health Organization is meeting to decide if this is a global health emergency. We are having travelers being warned not to, you know, if they are sick, not to travel. We are coming up on the Lunar Chinese New Year. I believe that's the 25th. So it's going to be a big weekend of travel. And if this does seem to spread, we as medical professionals, we as residents need to kind of be on the lookout. Now, I'm going to tell you the same advice I tell everybody, whether it's the flu, whether it's a cold or whatever. If any of your cold symptoms don't seem right, if it doesn't seem like a cold, if you're having chest pain, if you're having shortness of breath, if you're getting a little dizzy, if you just, you know, feel like it's the worst cold ever and you don't feel like you're getting better, don't dink around. Get yourself checked out. Whether it's SARS, whether it's a pneumonia, whether it's a flu that's turning deadly, whether it's a sepsis, you don't feel right. Get yourself checked out. But for the most part, this is right now, from what we understand, experts are saying we're pretty contained. They don't believe it's going to erupt, kind of like we saw the 2014 Ebola epidemic. We're not going to see things of that proportion. But it is. It's on U.S. soil. It looks like a respiratory virus that can turn deadly. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. I apologize. I'm reading Nathaniel on here. I want to get to his question in a second. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Nathaniel wants to know why a woman isn't in the lead on the Democratic presidential race. And I do find that concept kind of interesting. When the New York Times decided to back Klobuchar and Warren at the same time, not pick one candidate but two, and pick, you know, the two main female candidates, it does kind of make you wonder why Biden and now Sanders appears to still lead the pack, which I understand why. I have a theory, and, you know, I'll share it. But let's just kind of bring everybody up to speed. Apparently CNN conducted a poll, And they found that Biden and Bernie Sanders are pretty much neck and neck. In fact, Sanders polled about 27%, when Biden polled 24%, but the margin of error between the two is still like between, it's like a sampling error, meaning they have to kind of adjust for a few points. So basically, there's no clear leader. Right now, we have Biden and Sanders appearing neck and neck. Then came Elizabeth Warren at 14%, Pete Buttigieg or Buttigieg, I forget how he pronounces it, 11%. Michael Bloomberg is at 5%. Klobuchar and Andrew Yang, 4%. Tom Steyer, 2%. And Tulsi Gabbard, we're going to discuss that. She's actually suing Hillary Clinton. We're going to talk about that as well. So apparently Sanders has gained 7 points out. Sanders wasn't doing that well for a while. The cardiac incident that he had in Las Vegas, whether it was a heart attack or whether it was unstable angina, either way, he had an issue with blood flow to the heart that hurt him considerably. But my guess is in the last debate, he looked very, very robust and seemed to be able to gain a lot of ground. They believe one of the reasons why Bernie Sanders is doing better than Elizabeth Warren is Bernie Sanders has, and I don't think it's a male-female thing. I really don't. I think there's a likability. I know some of you are scratching your head. How is Bernie Sanders likable? You know, but Elizabeth Warren just seems to have a little bit of distance to her persona. Whereas Bernie Sanders appears, as they say in this poll, to kind of, you know, discuss the issues that matter most to them. So when Bernie Sanders is like, well, we need to do this, 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 and this, it seems very practical. It seems very, I like listening to him speak. I really do. I may not agree with, you know, a lot of what he says, but he's very pragmatic. He's like, we do this. This is dumb. This is what we need to do. This is what people care about, you know, rather than speaking like a politician. I think what we're seeing now is people don't want, you know, the political banter. Well, we need to make our country a force, and combining our passions for freedom and equality and economy and health, we will become a power. But nobody, you know, Bernie's like, we're paying too much for college. We're going to fix it. We're paying too much for health care. We're going to fix it. So that resonates more with people. Biden, they still believe, is the one that has the best chance to beat Trump. Apparently, when they did in this poll, they said 45% think Biden has the best chance compared with 24%, 8% Warren, 7% Bloomberg, 4% Buttigieg. And Sanders, again, making gains. But why don't people think Sanders could take on Trump and Biden can? Again, people are still concerned about some frailty if there is a medical issue. They feel that Trump might look more robust. I mean, I think they're all in their 70s. And, you know, Biden still has a more youthful look, youthful flair, appeals to women. And so maybe that's why. There's a lot of psychology with this. You know, you don't really hear people when they discuss politics going, you know, who has the background, who has the experience, you know, who, you know, knows how to, you know, get through the bureaucracy. You don't really hear people really talk about that. That's not what people use as factors. They go, does he look good? I mean, we saw what happened with Nixon and JFK. JFK looked good. JFK looked calm and cool. Yeah, Nixon didn't. Nixon didn't win. He had a lot of supporters. But a lot of the dressing, the window dressing, is what kind of makes an election. So then, why aren't women? Nathaniel wants to know, why aren't women, you know, doing better when you have, you know, a party that, you know, is always promoting, you know, being progressive and, you know, picking a, electing the first female president. Well, there's a few reasons why I think, you know, a woman isn't being as successful this time around. Because the Democrats got spanked with Hillary Clinton. You know, Hillary was their woman. And some women thought it was a fantastic choice. Some women said, no, no, I don't know if that's, you know, who we want. And the Democrats lost. They won the popular vote. You know, I mean, apparently she was still likable enough, but she didn't win. And so the Democrats are worrying more about winning than being progressive. And I know people jumped on Bernie Sanders for saying, I don't think a woman's going to win. I don't think he was being sexist, you know, or xenophobic or anything like that. I think they are trying to learn their lessons from what happened in 2016. They're also trying to learn their lessons with what happened with Brett Kavanaugh. Women got a bad rap these last few years and were not very likable. You know, the Me Too movement made us look very accusatory. Now, I think there's been some good things that came out of the Me Too movement, but after the whole Brett Kavanaugh fiasco, people think that there's going to be a lot of baggage when a female runs. You would think they would think that with a male candidate, but no. And they just don't know if there's that much likability. And so, you know, Tulsi Gabbard, I think, had a big likability factor. But she is now suing Hillary Clinton for ruining her Democratic campaign and accusing her of smearing her and calling her a Russian asset. And so she accuses Clinton of retaliating against her for her endorsement of Bernie Sanders back in 2016. The complaint reads, Clinton, a cutthroat politician by any count, has never forgotten this perceived slight. The complaint also charges that Clinton reserves a special hatred and animosity for Tulsi, who never endorsed Clinton and did not campaign for her. So now Gabbard is suing Clinton for monetary damages. I thought it was $50 million. Now I'm hearing it's $100 million. So Gabbard endorsed Bernie Sanders in 2016, allegedly ticked Hillary off, and then I guess Hillary had made some comments, defamatory comments from what we understand, allegedly, that she was a Russian asset. I didn't see that speech. So, if that's the case, she has a lawsuit. So, it was like in an October 2019 interview. So people see this and they see kind of, you know, women fighting. It's not a cat fight. I think there is a legitimate suit if that's what happened. And I think people are like, you know what, we just want to be Trump. This is on the Democratic side. And so, if the Democratic Party really wanted to be progressive and really wanted to show that they are for, you know, people of all gender, race, creed, belief, sexuality to run for office, then they would, you know, nominate, you know, a female or a minority or a, someone of the LGBTQ they are probably going to nominate, you know, a white male. So it shows that the Democrats are, again, playing politics. You want to put your money where your mouth is. You know, I mean, if you really, really believe that, you know, anybody, you know, how do I say this without, you know, I don't want to accuse, a lot of Democrats are very, very, you know, non-political, but they have a game they need to play. And a lot of us are kind of shocked that the females that were running, you know, or non, you know, typical politician demographic didn't do better. And my guess is it's because, you know, people might not be convinced that a non-man could do the job and win this election. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump resumes on Monday, we're hearing from President Trump's attorneys regarding a defense of the president in their opening statements. Meanwhile, Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney says it's increasingly likely that other GOP senators will want to hear from former National Security Advisor John Bolton.
I've said for some time that I hope to be able to hear from John Bolton. I think with the story that came out yesterday, it's increasingly apparent that it would be important to hear from John Bolton. I, of course, will make a final decision on witnesses after we've heard from not only the prosecution but also the defense.
The FBI is helping to process the scene of a helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and several others. The National Transportation Safety Board is a lead agency in the investigation into Sunday's deadly crash. News of the tragedy stunned sports fans around the world. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collections activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we think the flu might be slowly coming out of its peak. We're supposed to be in peak flu season. I'm still seeing a lot with patients calling in. But this week has been just a touch a bit lighter than last week. So hopefully we're going to keep our fingers crossed. Hopefully we don't see any cases of this coronavirus that comes to our neck of the woods. This one case in Seattle is, of course, very, very concerning. of this one gentleman in Washington that came from China. From what we understand, they're already working on a vaccine for this coronavirus. But with flu, you know, we've been for decades trying to figure out how to come up with a universal flu vaccine or flu vaccine in pill form. Well, we might have made some headway. They say that a new safe and effective oral flu vaccine is on the horizon. A new study from Stanford, published in the journal Lancet, shows that Vaxart's oral tablet vaccine utilizes a non-spreading adenovirus to carry the flu protein. And it is just as effective at creating immunity and preventing the flu from a particular strain as doing the standard injection. According to Dr. Anthony S. Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, told Fox News that this is an encouraging study of an influenza vaccine that allows for a potentially important alternative form of administration. A lot of people don't want to get a shot. So if you could give it to them by oral form, they may be more interested. They say the results from the challenge study are encouraging. It will be important to determine how the vaccine performs with natural infection in the community. They say this study is a significant step towards an oral flu vaccine, making it to market. They say the availability of an oral flu vaccine would be a major breakthrough, not only because of the obvious comfort of avoiding a needle prick, but also because an oral tablet vaccine would be easier and faster to distribute and administer than an injectable vaccine, which could have a major impact on improving global vaccination rates. So you got a lot of kids out there that don't want the shot. Or they're running around and they're, you know, screaming in the doctor's office. They don't want to, you know, and then you got to hold them down. And then you got to alcohol swab either with a baby, their thigh, with an older child, their deltoid in their arm. And then, you know, you have to inject them with the needle. Then they have a little bit of bleeding. You got to put a Band-Aid on it. And they're like, ah. And then sometimes people will get a little local reaction to that. The pill form, nice. You know, we did with polio have an oral form. It was actually very tasty. And we had to stop doing the oral form of the vaccine. And the kids would take it. They would drink it right then and there. I mean, you had some that went, nah. So I have to admit the injection in that case was easier because when the kid's like, nah, I don't want to drink it, you could at least do the shot and get it in them. You can't force a kid to swallow. But the oral polio vaccine was really effective. It's just there were some cases of, you know, one in particular, a grandparent changing the baby's diaper and the grandparent never having been vaccinated to polio. And when he contacted the baby's diaper while cleaning, apparently got into his system and gave him polio. And so there were cases and sporadic cases. They were like, you know what? It's too dangerous. Let's just do inactivated, the killed form. So, you know, but we did have success with administering oral vaccines. According to the CDC, close to 40% of those below the age of 17 still do not receive a yearly flu shot. And a recent Michigan study found that half of the parents of toddler and preschool age children say their kids are afraid of going to the doctor. Yeah, well, these shots seem pretty barbaric to them. Nobody wants a needle in the, and you know, it's interesting. It does hurt. You know, now that I'm an adult, when I get a shot, it smarts a little bit. But I just remember being a kid. It hurts so much more. I think, this is my theory, I think kids feel pain more than grown-ups. I think their pain receptors are more alert. I think that it's designed that way so that kids, when they bump into something and things like that, they learn. I mean, I can't say how many bruises I have on me, and I go, where did I get that? Well, I must have banged my leg against something and didn't feel it. But a kid, they bang something, they cry, they go, owie, owie, boo-boo. So, I mean, if I remember back when I was a kid, vaccines hurt. And then they stung afterwards. See, now I could get a shot and not even think twice. So, you know, when people say, oh, you know, you're just being a baby, I really think kids have the potential for things to be a lot more painful than we think. I just do. I think it's just a part of their whole evolutionary, you know, sort of, it's a protection factor. Now, they say children are super spreaders of the flu, especially in schools. So when these kids aren't going to the doctor, afraid of going to the doctor, fear of shots, they're not getting vaccinated, they're not, you know, and then they're going to school. They say fewer than half of Americans take the flu vaccine, millennials even more so. Millennials are not really big on vaccination. Maybe it's misinformation on the internet, of which I published a study with students at Toro University of Nevada. You're going to see that study coming out soon. Pretty excited about that in Clinical Peds magazine. But maybe millennials are like, look, you know, it's a lot of vaccines. I don't really go to the doctor. I don't have a regular doctor. So when I go to like an urgent care for a cough or cold, nobody really tells me to get my vaccines. You know, that's one thing that I've really, really been shocked about. A lot of kids don't have a pediatrician. That used to never be heard of. All your kids had to go to a pediatrician. They had to, right after they were born, well, first you give birth, and a pediatrician had to see the baby before the baby left the hospital. Then you had to do the PKU test, you know, to check for, you know, issues with the way they absorb PKU. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Then they had to be seen. I would usually see them in about a month just because they're newborns. I want to make sure they're not coughing. Newborns shouldn't be coughing. Make sure there's no fevers and all that. And then they would also get a one-month vaccine, like their hepatitis. You'd get your hepatitis at birth, 1 month, and then 6 months. Or now we've moved it to 2 months. So sometimes we'd see them at 1 month. And then I would hit at 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, a year. And then some checkups at 2, 3, again at 4. And it would kind of coincide with vaccines. And I wanted to see a kid yearly. But most parents would just got to stick to the vaccine schedule and come at 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, a year. And then 4 years old, and, you know, and then you would only see them when they're sick. So if I did see a kid, I would try to do two visits in one. And even if the kid came in for a sick visit, I'm like, look, you know, how are they speaking? How are they developing? You know, how are they doing in school? You know, how are they walking? Are they pigeon-toeing? Am I seeing any forms of scoliosis, et cetera? And so now that I do telemedicine, I see a lot of kids on telemedicine. Kid will be sick, have a bad fever. I'm like, well, take him to his pediatrician tomorrow, the next day, just to confirm this, because I obviously can't see the child, can't confirm if this is flu or not. I want to make sure they get seen. And the parents just kind of go quiet, and then I see that they don't have a pediatrician. And I'm like, your child is like 15 months old. And I think what's been happening is with the younger generation, the millennials, they have a baby, and then when the baby needs vaccines, they go to the, you know, walk-in clinic. The walk-in clinics exploded, you know, over the past decade and a half. And so walk-in clinics started to be a very convenient form of millennial health care, which we talked about. And then now telemedicine has taken over. And so I'm like, you know, did you call your child's pediatrician? You know, gosh, you know, my child has been kind of, you know, holding his stomach for 3 days. And, you know, I'm calling you now, and I'm like, I'm glad you called us now. But, you know, what did his pediatrician say on day one or two? Did you contact them? No, we don't have one. Maybe that's another reason why parents are like, look, when my kid gets sick, I try to call the pediatrician. They can't see the kid for 3, 4 weeks. So they just never are able to get in, and they are forced to go to the walk-in clinic. It's not the millennials' fault. So I think there's a lot of kids out there then that don't get the reminders. You know, the family doesn't get the reminders, and these kids don't get the vaccine. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are being told, this is a report coming out of Fox News, or a headline, that Americans exposed to toxic chemicals in drinking water has been dramatically underestimated. Oh, crap. They say tap water in the United States is contaminated with toxic fluoridated chemicals at a higher rate than previously thought. It's nearly impossible to avoid contaminated drinking water from these chemicals. That's according to David Andrews, a senior scientist at Environmental Working Group and co-author of the report. Forever chemicals, quote-unquote, are known as perfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS. They are resistant to breaking down and may affect far more than 110 million Americans, estimated the Environmental Working Group's 2018 report, based on unpublished U.S. EPA data. Some of the chemicals are known to cause cancer, liver damage, low birth weight, and other health problems. The results confirm that the number of Americans exposed to PFAS from contaminated tap water have been dramatically underestimated by previous studies, both from the Environmental Protection Agency and even the Environmental Working Group's own research. So, some of the highest levels were found where? Miami, Philadelphia, New Orleans, northern New Jersey, and New York City suburbs. Now, they say the man-made chemicals were used in products like Scotchgard, Teflon, and firefighting foam. That's according to Reuters. So, the group took tap water samples from 44 places in 31 states, and found only Meridian, Mississippi, which draws its drinking water from wells, had no traceable amounts of the chemicals. Seattle and Tuscaloosa, Alabama, had less than one part per trillion. Now, that's what the group recommends. The EPA, they say, has known about the contamination for 19 years, but it's not yet set a nationwide standard. These PFAs apparently aren't regulated. In 34 of the places where the water tested high for levels of PFAS, neither the EPA nor the State Environmental Agency had reported the contamination. So what does that mean? Well, I our tap water, it's funny. Every time I travel somewhere and I'm thirsty and I'm in the hotel, I want to go reach for the water and I ask my husband because, you know, he's really, really smart. He's the smart one of the family. And I go, can I drink the tap water? And he'll be like, oh, yeah, their water's good. Now, I mean, maybe he doesn't know what he's talking about. But if he says it's good, I drink it. It tastes better. If somebody says water's bad, and I drink it, it tastes bad to me. So, to me, it's very, very psychological. But, you know, who's really testing? I don't know if any of you have ever looked at your pipes in your house or at old pipes in a building. They're disgusting. And so, you wonder what you're picking up from that. And then on top of things getting thrown into the water supply. And then was there a rumor, I don't know if it was Aquafina or there was one of the bottled waters, where they say that the company admitted that it was tap water? I need to look that up because, again, that sounded like a rumor. But there was a source, a pretty well-known journal, that said that there was, tap water even in bottled water. So I think a lot of us are kind of like, well, what are we going to do about it? But here's my problem with it. You need to do something about it because you don't drink enough water. Most of us do not drink enough water. I don't like to say 8 to 10 glasses a day because it really depends on your expenditure and your kidney status and your heart status, etc. But how many of us really drink 8 to 10 glasses of water a day? If I get 4 in, I'm lucky. Now, true, you might get some water from your coffee, from your Red Bull, from your Coca-Cola, but you really need to be drinking pure water sometimes just because it's you can't have your primary water source. I don't want to use the word contaminated, but mixed with other chemicals. You kind of want your kidneys to be able to deal with, as pure as possible. But of course, this study is not that pure anyway. So a lot of you guys are thinking about, Flint. Look at what happened in Flint, Michigan. So they're back in the news. Apparently, the U.S. Supreme Court has cleared the way for Michigan citizens to sue over the Flint water crisis. Apparently, they turned away officials' appeal, claiming they are immune to charges. So if you remember, between 2014 and 2015, residents of Flint were exposed to drinking water contaminated with lead. Thousands have sued, but city and state officials argued that they should be immune from lawsuits. The lower courts rejected this argument, but it was appealed before being rejected by the Supreme Court on Tuesday. More than 25,000 people say they have been harmed through exposure or have experienced ailments like rashes and hair loss. So, you know, lawsuits quickly got filed back in 2014-2015 saying that the public officials knew that the water supply was contaminated. Officials argued that they should be immune. The lower courts are like, nah, nah. But then the ruling was appealed. Then the 9 Supreme Court justices turned away the case on Tuesday, meaning the lawsuits filed by the residents can move forward. So I don't know if you guys have seen all the double negative there. All right? Lawsuits were filed. People wanted to sue. Lower courts said no. Not happening. Then that ruling was appealed, saying it can happen. It wanted to go to the Supreme Court, going, can you stop the lawsuit? Supreme Court's like, nope. So back in April 2014, Flint changed its drinking water source from Lake Huron and the Detroit River to the Flint River. They did this to reduce costs during the recession. But corrosion inhibitors were not applied to the water. So lead leached from the aging pipes into the water supply. More than 100,000 residents, including as many as 12,000 children, were exposed to elevated lead levels. As you know, lead is a neurotoxin. It can accumulate in the bloodstream, accumulate in organs, bones, teeth, soft tissues, damaging the organs, damaging bones, soft tissues, and then affecting the central nervous system. Previous research has also found that lead poisoning could stunt a child's development. 2015, the Detroit Water and Sewerage Department offered to reconnect Flint with Lake Huron, even proposing to waive the $4 million fee to restore service. So thank you. City officials declined, concerned about having to pay higher rates for the water down the line. So the city switched back to water from Detroit in October 2015, but by then damage was done. Now, they say the contaminated river water also triggered an outbreak of Legionnaires. That's a severe form of pneumonia caused by inhaling water droplets that may have the Legionnaire bacteria. They say 12 people ended up dying between 2014 and 2015. Dozens others sickened. So according to court records, a number of people have been reported being harmed through exposure to contaminants, including lead and bacteria, or who experienced ailments like rashes or hair loss, reached over 25,000 people, 5,000 children under 12. So the suit before the justices was filed in 2016 by two Flint residents, including Sherry Gordon. She said she and her child were exposed to high levels of lead. Now, the residents argue that their rights are being violated under the 14th Amendment, guarantee of due process under the law, under which people can be protected from government-induced harm to their personal security or health. This is a legal principle known as bodily integrity. So if the state doesn't allow people to, you know, seek damages, that's, you know, preventing them their due process. And, you know, some people may say, well, look, the problem is this could be a complete witch hunt. You could have all these people say, oh, yeah, they were affected, they were hurt. Here's the thing. This is very objective data. If they had a blood test that showed that their lead, you know, levels were high, there's your proof. Now, if they didn't get a blood test, that's where it gets kind of tricky. So, we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Have
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.